855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It is the show about your calls, and we're certainly gonna get to calls when they roll in here. Dale, what do we got for show prep? You said you had a
there's some interesting data coming out about prison population statistics on this is from the ACLU site.
Tickle it for me because we got a caller here, and I just want people to know what we're gonna be talking
basically
about.
Basically, there seems to be a correlation between contrary to the intuitive, that lower prison populations are resulting in less crime.
Interesting.
Putting less people in prison.
Huh. Let's go to Richard in New Hampshire. Richard?
Hi, how are you?
All's well.
I was calling last week. You guys were talking about military suicides.
Yep.
And I just wanted to talk about, as a veteran myself who believed all this stuff, and I volunteered to go to Iraq. There's actually, I hate to give props to a government institution, but vet centers are actually very helpful for veterans to get out. Because one thing that the story covered was military suicides for active duty military. It didn't cover suicides of people that actually got out and then committed suicide afterwards.
And this is a big issue. People come home.
Can I thank you briefly for changing the subject also? Go on.
Yeah, no problem.
And this is a huge issue. People come home. They've seen horrible things in war, post-traumatic stress disorder. There's all kinds of repercussions. There's obviously lower employment in vets because they have a difficult time holding jobs down. What's going on in their head is just so much more important at that moment. There's domestic violence and all kinds of things. And I imagine suicides are another big issue.
They definitely are. I've been there myself as somebody who went to Iraq. I've been in a pretty bad spot after I got home. That took me a couple of years after I got home, and it was really bad. But I found it's called the Vet Center. And like I said, I hate to give credence to a government program, but it's the only thing I've found that really helps.
Well, it's wherever they're collecting, these people are collecting and their experiences or they're getting together and sharing their experiences. I would think that would be the place to go. And I could really care less what organization is putting it up. I think that, for God's sakes, the government should be doing something about it. And if they're somehow dealing with this in a relatively effective manner, that's great. If there's some free market solution out there, I'd love to hear that too. That doesn't, what matters to me is what is effective in this instance.
Yeah, I won't complain. I'll complain they're putting them in the situation that's causing them to commit suicide in the first place. I won't complain that they're trying to do something and maybe are to some degree successful to counter that.
Definitely. I would love to see a free market solution for this. The nice thing about the Vet Center is the counselors are all veterans themselves. They've all been there. They've all seen it. They know what you're going through. They can help you. I know there are veterans that listen to this program. I can only
suggest, yeah. The amazing thing is the number of veterans. We have a larger percentage of veterans that listen to Free Talk Live, I would suspect, than most radio programs, but it's an incredible number of veterans.
I believe it. I was led into liberty from my anti-war viewpoint led me to liberty. So I can imagine there's vets out there. And like I said, I would just suggest them check out the Vet Center, find a Vet Center. It's better to go talk to somebody, even if you don't need to, than to not talk to somebody when you do need to.
So how does this this PTSD kind of show itself? I mean, I've talked about a couple of ways. What was your experience?
I have major anger issues still. They're better than they were, but I still get very angry at little things, stupid things that don't matter. It's ruined multiple relationships. I can't hold a relationship because I get mad at stupid stuff, and eventually girls get upset with me and just leave me.
Wow.
So do you get mad at like you're doing some project or something and something doesn't work out and so you like smash the project, that kind of thing?
Exactly. I throw things. I yell. I'm lucky to still have a job. I'm not gonna lie. Fortunately, I'm pretty good friends with my boss, so they tend to overlook me throwing things and yelling.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate because I got mad. My last girlfriend broke up with me because I flipped out over screwing up. I was cooking breakfast and one of the eggs flipped onto the side of the pan instead of the pan. And I flipped out. I started yelling. I threw the spatula across the room. And, it's like, st- stupid crap like that.
Yep.
It sounds like you're on edge a lot, because if you're, I know that happens rarely for me. It's not a problem that I have, and I think, but when the times when it does happen, I have to be really, really like stressed out and on edge when, and then I'll react like that to something very minor, and I wonder if that means that you're on edge quite a lot, because of your past and the PTSD.
I don't know, ever since I've got back from Iraq, I've been on edge, especially since, I live in constant regret of the choices I made in my past, because I know volunteering to go to Iraq was wrong. I know what I did was wrong. You know, I could have spent my last year in Okinawa, but I chose to go to Iraq.
Have you put effort into forgiving yourself for that? I mean, do you feel like that would help you to get through, to work through some of that?
I try to. It's hard. Like I know I joined with, you know, like most people, with noble intentions. I was like, I'm going to protect my country and do what's right.
Sure.
It's hard to forgive myself. I try to every day.
Richard, here's one thing that I always think of when people work for the government is, I would rather have that guy that's trying to do the job the right way than some kind of murderous psychopath. I met one guy that was going into the military that I don't know the guy in real life or anything, but I spoke to him for about a half of an hour, and he just spoke like a murderous psychopath who wanted to go into the military for the sole purpose of being able to shoot people that he wouldn't otherwise be able to shoot. And like you, maybe, you know, somehow you being put on that plane and flown over there kept that guy from being able to carry out whatever he did.
Well, the other thing is, it kind of reminds me of the, you know, I said I'm sort of tired of the voting versus anti-voting or not voting debate from earlier. But I said I'm reluctant to moralize. I'm reluctant to say someone is immoral. And that's because I feel like, you know, most of us are trying to do what we believe is right at the time. And it's awfully difficult for me to try and judge you when you probably at the time were very convinced that you were doing a good thing. Would that be accurate?
Definitely. Hindsight's 20/20, my friend.
Yeah. And that's why I can say I support our troops. I want them to come home. You know, I feel like most of them are trying to do what they've been taught and what they've been indoctrinated into believing is the right and noble thing. And it's very difficult for me to judge them. I was in the Navy. I've forgiven myself for that.
I would have signed up during the first Iraq War if I could have.
And then I went and signed on with a defense contractor for 8 years. Well, I'm still working through the karma for that. But I try to look back on that, and you know, at the time, I didn't have the understandings that I have as an older, more mature person now who has worked through these issues. And so I forgive myself for the mistakes of my past.
Like I said, try to do that. It's very difficult for me, and I probably should still be seeing a counselor, but my original one retired, and I didn't like the new one. He kept telling me how proud I should be that I was in combat. I was like, I don't think that's something to be proud of right now. Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of mixed messages there.
You.
Yeah, a lot of mixed messages and conflicts there can be very confusing.
He kept telling me, you know, less than 1% of the people have, you know, been in combat. You should be proud of, like, but I wasn't in combat for a good thing, so no, I should not be proud of that. So I stopped going, but like I said, the real reason, I just wanted to let, a lot of people don't know that the vet centers exist. I didn't know about it for years until my friend from the Army, I was in the Marines, my friend from the Army told me to go check it out. I finally did go check it out, and it is helpful. So that's the important thing is, like, a lot of these guys don't even realize they need help.
Yeah.
It's important to go seek it. It doesn't make you a pansy. It doesn't make you, you know, anything like that. It's just, it's important because this kind of stuff will ruin your life.
Richard, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
855-453. It's the Free Talk Live toll-free call-in line sponsored by SACL CAI.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Five 453. It's a SACL toll free call in line, 855-450-FREE. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, actually courts around the world. Anybody who uses the English common law systems, that includes Canada, Australia, India, many others. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD courses so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com. Download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out, just to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com. They actually have an affiliate program there where you can earn money by telling your friends about a Jurisdictionary. It's a great course. I have taken the course and actually listened to it a second time, and I highly recommend it. If you've got tickets or some kind of legal situation, you need to know this information. Jurisdictionary.com. Let's go to Crash Course. I don't know where Crash Course is calling from. Crash Course.
It's like a superhero.
I'm calling for Anonymous.
Okay.
There is right now a protest in San Francisco going on against the BART Transit Police.
Yeah.
Might have heard. They made four arrests already for peaceful protesters being too noisy.
Okay.
And I just kind of wanted to bring it up to your audience and hopefully bring some light to it. You can follow it on Twitter, Facebook. Just look up Op BART and hopefully get some information and see what's going on there. Because
there was a story that we covered a while back where they shut off cell phone communications in order to stifle a protest at BART, right?
Yep. And part of Anonymous's showing up there was due to that, as well as the original protest of the BART police using excessive force and having basically two killings that police have gone pretty well unpunished for, one of which was shooting an unarmed man in 2008, and then more recently shooting somebody that was wielding a knife, but after they were unarmed and there was other options, they shot him to death. So that's really what it came up from. And then the censorship, the freedom of speech and freedom of assembly thing kind of caught Anonymous's attention, and they're back out there again today.
So how long has this protest been going on?
Now, not long. Okay. 15 minutes.
No, I mean over the course of weeks?
Oh, yeah. It's the third one.
Okay.
So three weeks, maybe a month and a half.
What's what's the sort of stated goal of the protest? Are we going to get out with signs and then get cops to act nicer? Is that the idea?
Oh, of course not. Just kind of bring focus to it and make sure that people see that it's going on. I mean, you can't just keep hiding it, and you can't trust the police or the media to tell you what's going on
or
tell you truthfully. So
that's
if you show up in numbers, people will see you and people will listen.
These are true statements.
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard about the knife wielding instance. Obviously, you shouldn't threaten people with knives. But once a person is disarmed, it seems to me that
they're already exacting punishment right there, right? When there's no trial has happened or anything, the police are taking it upon themselves.
That's what police do.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, they do it a lot when they keep people in jail that are. They haven't caused any harm or anything like that before they get a trial, and that trial is likely to be a year in the future. I mean, that's a year in jail. They call that punishment, but it's pre-trial confinement.
Mm-hmm.
Crash Course, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Good luck out there. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Dale, let's go on with the story where you're talking about
prison populations.
Prison populations being correlative to
It's called
crime.
Safety in numbers, and it's talking about prison population statistics. And then the particular cases that they're comparing here are New York State versus Indiana.
Okay.
And it's saying that in the last decade, New York drastically reduced its prison population. At the same time, experienced a huge drop in crime. Indiana, on the other hand, drastically increased its prison population, and consequently the burden of taxpayers, of course, while seeing a much smaller drop in crime than the national average. So it's good news, I guess. It sounds like the national average has dropped, but not nearly as much in Indiana. And if you look at the comparison between the two, it's pretty dramatic. And, from two completely opposite approaches. So I thought that I think that's pretty interesting.
So why what is the claim? Why would lower prison populations? I mean, that seems counterintuitive. Why would lower prison populations result in less crime? I mean, what's the is there some kind of speculation?
I don't know that there is a lot of speculation about exactly why that is. It's possible. I've heard discussions before that people learn how to be better criminals in prison, and that prison embitters people.
I'll give my example here.
Okay.
For those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that I spent 8 years, 6 months, 21 days in prison for second-degree murder. For those that don't, that's the story. I didn't kill anybody, but, you know, I ended up there. And
it's frankly, complicated.
In the United States, you don't have to kill anybody to go to prison for murder. You can still be guilty just by being there. And, really my crime was not properly testifying against my co-defendant. It was telling lies. So the fact is that when I went to prison, I was within a few months taught how to hotwire a car. Mm. I was in the auto mechanics course. They give you these little courses on how to learn to do things better. And, you know, there's 30 guys in this course and one teacher. And, you know, I mean, obviously you're learning about cars and ignitions and stuff like that. And, you know, the guy's there teaching me how to hotwire a car. You take this wire, and, you know, you pull this off with a screwdriver. And this was obviously some time ago. It probably wouldn't work now. I've never used
modern cars
in real life. I suspect that, you know, as I understand, this was on an older Ford, and that was the best vehicle to do this on or something like that. But obviously, the course hasn't really stuck with me. It was 1989, so, I mean, the information is somewhat dated. But it doesn't change that that's not true. I also saw an instance where a fellow was instructing some friends of his on how he would rob banks. There was some steps, and, he was just, this is how you do it, and you go in here, you do this, and so they were,
Yeah, and imagine a lot of people are learning from other people's mistakes. Well, this is how I got caught, and this is why I'm in prison right now. And then they're thinking, I could do that and avoid that same mistake and maybe not get caught this time, you know?
So often, when I watch these prison movies, or excuse me, these caper movies, I guess is what they're called, and at the end, you know, the bad guys begin to kill each other. Well, you know, frankly, most people go to jail because somebody talked. Mm-hmm. And if there's nobody to talk besides you, then at least you have control over who talks. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting that people kill people.
That seems to be a recurring theme in movies. So we got to kill this guy because he might talk. He might turn us in, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's one of the things they learn. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. We'll talk about this. Anything you'd like to talk about? Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. .com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. And right now, we've got an interview on the line. We've got Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com. Stefan, are you there?
I sure am. How you doing, man?
All is well. You're here with Mark.
And Dale.
And, you know, normally we don't do interviews on Free Talk Live, but I did ask you to call in because I heard something on LRN.FM, Liberty Radio Network, and you can find it at LRN.FM, is a podcast that you did, and it's called The Short Unhappy Lives of Fiat Currencies. And I thought that it was just so good and delivered so well that I really wanted to talk to you about it because I felt like even though there's probably some crossover between our listenership and yours, there's certainly quite a bit that don't cross over, and I want to make sure people hear this stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. I just really want to be clear. I pillaged this work, though I do think it's really, really important.
Same here.
And the basic idea behind it is fascinating, and it's something that I'd never seen presented in this concise a way before. And basically the idea is that people have done studies of fiat currencies throughout the world and throughout history and found that the average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years, with the shortest lifespan being one, count them, one month. And the only one
so
that's
we're
lasted
pushing
any
it.
Kind of yeah, the only one that's lasted any kind of time is the British pound sterling. It's 317 years old. However, in those three centuries, it's lost 99.5% of its value. And I think that's even worse than the U.S. dollars.
So
and
a pound is worth
the quote is
a pound is sorry, worth what a half a penny was when it was started.
Yeah, so the British pound was originally defined as 12 ounces of silver. Now it's worth less than 1/200 of that. So, you know, to paraphrase Fight Club, on a long enough time frame, the survival rate of all fiat currencies drops to zero.
Yeah.
And there's lots of examples of this.
What's the next closest? Is the pound sterling the one fiat currency that's made it this long? I mean, the U.S. dollar, do they count it from 1913? Do they count it from 1970 or 69 or whatever?
I was wondering that, because I know there's various stages that the dollar has gone through, being separated further and further away from being backed by anything at all of value.
Well, that's interesting, and there's two ways of measuring it. Of course, in the 19th century, there were lots of competing currencies. The U.S. flirted with the central bank and then ditched it and then flirted with it again. But I think that you would most accurately characterize the American fiat currency system as really being from 1971,
okay,
when Nixon decoupled the U.S. dollar from gold. I think that's when you would count the real, you know, airy-fairy, tied-to-nothing fantasy camp of paper money. That would be about 40 years.
I tend to agree. That's what I was thinking, too, is that's when it really just stopped having any meaning at all in terms of real assets.
Yeah, I mean, they messed around with it in the 30s, and they broke the convertibility and so on, but, it's really only 40 years, so the U.S. has lasted a long time, and I would really argue that's only because of the astounding growth in the productivity of certain sectors. The American economy has propped up the fiat currency, and I think really around the computer industry and so on. Imagine how wealthy it would be if the computer industry gains had been allowed to accrue to the general population rather than being eaten up by inflation and debt and government predation. I mean, I think we'd all have at least double the income that we had in the 70s, which would be significant.
Right. You know, when the government...
Actual meaningful income in terms of spending power is what you mean, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sorry, not Zimbabwe income, but gold-based income.
So, what is the second closest currency behind the pound sterling? Is there anything that's even close to this thing in its 200 years of existence?
They don't mention that, but I got to think it would be. Certainly it's nothing in Europe because they've replaced all their currencies with the euro, which is now currently eating itself very nicely. I can't think of
just
any other currency.
Though.
Yeah, it's just about. So I think the U.S. is second, and when you're second and the U.S. dollar is doing what it's doing, that is not a good race to be in.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like the dollar is going to get anywhere near to where the pound sterling is.
Well, the U.S. economy is committing suicide so aggressively. Looking at
it's
the
not
actions,
the economy, it's the politicians.
Well, right. sorry. If you look at the actions they're taking, they're so dramatic, and so the mistakes they're making are of exponential proportions to the past. And so people who are looking to the past to try and predict the future, I don't think it's relevant. Things have changed so much. I mean, you know, they try to look at these trends in the economy to predict what's going to happen in the future. Like, but for instance, what happened in 71 and what changed the currency to pure fiat is like, as you're pointing out, is significant. And you can't just look at the past and assume the future is going to keep behaving the same way.
Right, so let's play a little game here. Maybe your listeners can chime in, and we can maybe play some bets with some paper currency, right? So they did a study of 775 fiat currencies, and isn't that a depressing number?
That's a lot
currency.
Of fiat currencies. So
yeah, well, they're all
three times the number
now,
of nations.
Think, and so 20% of them failed through hyperinflation. 21% were destroyed by war. 12% destroyed by independence, and 24% were monetarily reformed, and 23% are still in circulation, approaching one of the other outcomes. We've got hyperinflation, war, independence, or a reform where they just rejig all the numbers, they slash off a couple of zeros, they issue new currency, and they just start the whole thing all over again. Where do you think U.S. dollars are going to end up?
I would love to hear your opinion on it, but if you're asking mine, I'm going to say reformed. I think that they're going to probably trot out the new improved dollar or the Amero or whatever term they're going to use.
I think it's going to be attempted, certainly. I don't know. It's hard to imagine what will result.
Well, they'll probably tie it to something early on and then untie it at that point. Stefan, you got an idea?
Well, I tell you, the reform is pretty tricky. Because it's one thing to reform your currency when you're not enmeshed in the world currency, of course, as America is. And also, it's not so difficult to reform your currency when you don't owe the world say, three generations of your offspring.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the real challenge. I mean, if they try to reform the U.S. currency, in other words, if they cancel the U.S. dollar and issue the dollar version 2.0, what is going to happen to all of the existing debt that's owed to people? I don't think that they're going to be all too happy. And I think that would be pretty tricky.
I think what they'd probably do, I mean, if I was evil and I was in charge of printing money, but I repeat myself, I would probably print all the dollars, pay everybody off, and then bring out the dollar 2.0 and start all over with a clean slate and a bunch of mad people.
But you can't. What is the U.S. debt is now 90% of GDP or some monstrous Mediterranean style number?
Right,
it's
awful.
You can't just get. You're going to have to. What they could do, I guess, is they could print money and pay off as much debt as they could, and then before the hyperinflation hits, they could pull the rug out and start again. But I think that the reason that's not happening in the Western countries is that trick is so old and
it
tired
is old.
That. Yeah, I think everyone's aware of it, and I think that people would know pretty quickly. Of course, the U.S. has, doubled the production of monies in the last couple of years, so, and they're looking at QE3, which sounds like a fun cruise, but it really has just fallen off the edge of the world economically. So I think they're really low on options at the moment.
It's the equivalent of just saying, and they may as well if they're going to do that, of just saying to these other countries, we're just not going to pay you back.
Yeah.
Never mind. We're just not going to. What are you going to do about it?
Printing out a shipload of dollars and sending it over to China on the same day that you trot out the new currency is the equivalent of saying, hey, go screw yourself. And if they're, they may very well get themselves a war of aggression or retaliation out of something like that.
Oh, I can't. I mean, the U.S. has got such a ridiculously overgrown military and such massive capacity. I mean, the only way that you can take on the U.S. military is this insurgent style. I mean, nobody can face them head on. So I don't think there's going to be any government-to-government wars involving the U.S. But I think that there is going to – I mean, in my opinion, I think the U.S. is going to turn on its own population before it's going to turn on its creditors.
You have to wonder. I always try to think of economy by taking out the money of it. It sounds odd, but money can be a distraction when the money doesn't really mean anything. The money just seems to follow the resources in a way. And so I kind of wonder if America can maintain the military the way it is with fake money.
Stefan, can you hold the line here for one more segment, and then we'll get back to calls. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 if you've got any calls for Stefan Molyneux. Free Talk Live.
Nature Bee, dynamite for the body. Unlike other bee pollen, our patented process breaks open the cell walls, releases the full power nutritionally. Bee pollen, the original ancient superfood. Research shows pollen boosts energy, immunity, and supports a healthy heart, prostate, blood pressure, cholesterol. Nature Bee is truly bioavailable. No preservatives or chemicals and no risk, full money back guarantee. Call toll free to New Zealand for the best deal. 1-866-834-8355 or get online to naturebee.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable, whether it's collections, early out billing, or you need your receivables purchased. They'll buy them. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. We are on with Stefan Molyneux of freedomainradio.com, which is, Stefan, like an incredibly listened-to podcast. There's some superlative that surrounds it, something like the most listened-to philosophical conversation on the Internet. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the technical phrase is somewhere around the world, I'm always talking. I never shut up. In fact, I barely even take a breath, and I think that's the technical way of putting it. Yeah, it's the biggest philosophy show. I mean, it was I was voted one of the top 10 in alternate media. Hopefully that doesn't mean alternate to truth and value. And, yeah, like 30, 35 million downloads over the years, and we're chugging along.
35 million? I thought it was 25 million. I'm sorry.
If you count YouTube, I think I just topped 7 or 8 million YouTube views.
Wow.
So if you sort of count YouTube plus podcasts, it's a lot.
That's a lot of views. It sure is a lot of views.
Well, it's good news for the message. I am sure glad the message is getting out there.
And the message.
Well, but you have to remember that. Sorry, you have to remember that I also have about 35 million podcasts. So it's really only one listen per podcast.
Because I'm all this is one really hardcore fan out there.
That's right. One guy, it's my mom, who just listens and really, really helps boost my numbers.
We were talking about fiat currencies and their short, ignoble lives in here, and you'd suggested there are a few different options, and many of them we've sort of discounted, which is you think that replacing the dollar with something else is going to be tricky and difficult, and frankly, I don't know how they would go about doing it, although the banker types have probably done this in the past. It seems like at the very least, the second most likely thing to happen. There's revolution. That doesn't seem likely here in America, frankly.
War,
and that doesn't seem likely. And I was just thinking the other option is hyperinflation. Is that what you're putting your money on?
I don't think hyperinflation is going to work. I really don't. My guess as to what's going to happen, and obviously this is just a guess, but my guess is what's going to happen is when you look at people in power and how they're going to solve problems, always look to those they have the most power over, and those are the ones who are going to get messed up. And so in America, there have been a lot of rumblings in the political classes about the dependent classes. What was there was some guy high up in the Republican Party talking about, you know, tens or hundreds of millions of dependents on the U.S. government. They're all getting kind of tired of that up at the top. And so I think you're going to start hearing a lot of talk of sacrifice and a war on dependence and all that kind of stuff, the declaration of independence from dependence or something like that.
Aren't the politicians completely dependent on the government?
Well, yeah, but they actually, I would say the politicians are more dependent upon the creditors around the world. they sell off the unborn to get money in the here and now to bribe voters in return for votes. And that scam is coming to an end. So I think they're going to continue to pay off the creditors, because if the creditors pull the rug, the whole thing's going to come down like a house of cards. So they're going to continue to pay off the creditors, but what they're going to do is starting to put the squeeze on the dependent classes, on Social Security, on Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, even the public sector unions, which have massive unfunded liabilities in their pension schemes. They're really going to start turning the screws on those guys, and they're going to create some sort of patriotic fervor called let's outgrow dependence on the state. Let's stand up. Let's be strong together and all that. And I think that's the scam that they're going to try and pull, because that's the people they have the most power over. And what are people fundamentally going to say to the state that they're dependent on if they start getting cutbacks? They can't do much.
They're
so
going to wail.
They're going to get the short end
and complain.
They will wail. But
they're not going to be able to do anything, because they've depended on this undependable organization. And I think that makes perfectly good sense. But you're not predicting that the government will actually shrink, right?
Well, no, I think government expenditures are going to have to shrink. I mean, government expenditures on the domestic population are going to have to shrink, because they owe more and more to creditors.
But so will they grow?
They're going to take money away from the gen pop and send it off to the creditors. I think at some point they're going to have to pull back. I mean, they're going to, even the heroin addict who's 20 years into the gig, at some point looks at all the tracks and marks on his arms and looks at, I don't know, the dead hooker at the foot of his bed and says, man, you know, maybe I better change something here. And I think we're getting pretty close to that as a culture, I mean, both in Europe and in North America.
It's hard to look at a dead hooker as a good thing, but I at the very least like to see a reduction in the amount of spending.
What are your thoughts, Stefan, about the idea of our military, as big as it is and as unstoppable as it is at the moment, maintaining that with this monopoly money?
That can't happen. I mean, there's no question that the death of the empire has already occurred, right? I mean, the goal of the enemies of America was to get it to spend itself into oblivion through pointless wars of attrition in foreign countries with huge supply lines and a general exhaustion of the personnel. And that has all been magnificently and perfectly achieved. I mean, talk about a war on terror. I mean, how about not doing everything that the terrorists actually want? That, to me, would be a real victory of a war on terror. But no, they have to wind it down. It's the same thing that happened to England after the Second World War, when its economy was in complete shambles and it spent all of its gold in World War I and World War II. They wind down the empire and they come home. That's what happened to Europe after Europe destroyed itself through war, and it's going to happen to the American empire now that America has destroyed itself through spending and through war. They're going to wind all this stuff down, bring the troops home, and then, of course, there's all these problems of getting these shell shock victims to readjust to civilian life. But, there's no question that this is going to be a big boon for liberty in the world.
Now, you were talking about politicians selling the third generation, you know, not my children, not my grandchildren, but my great-grandchildren. And you have done, some podcasts on this idea that sort of the citizens are livestock for the government. And I think that this is just absolutely true. These people believe they own your labor. If they didn't believe they own your labor, then they wouldn't be able to tax you upon it.
Right. Yeah, it's more than a belief. I mean, they do. I mean, what do they not own, right? I mean, if you don't pay your property tax, you very quickly will find out who owns your house.
Right.
If you don't pay your gasoline tax, you will very quickly find out who owns your car. If you don't pay your income tax, you will very quickly find out who owns you. Of course, once you own something, it's an asset, and you can sell off the future earnings of that, the future value of that. And, you know, it's amazing. I was reading this thing the other day, a minor tangent, I promise, and very brief, but somebody was getting real mad in the media about the fact that if you have some terminal illness, someone will give you, you know, some percentage value of your life insurance so that you can go and blow a lot of money and have a lot of fun before you die. And someone said, oh, that's so predatory, that's morbid, that's terrible, and so on. Well, first of all, it's a free transaction, and I would rather have the money before I'm dead, because what good is it going to do me afterwards? And secondly, I mean, if you're really, really upset, you know, what about all the kids who are being sold off down to three or four generations from now? I mean, where's people's outrage about that? I mean, if we love our children enough, the world will become free, and we have to get outraged about national debts. We have to get outraged about the terrible quality, the ridiculously bad quality of government education. We have to get outraged about the fact that taxes are so high that very few parents can stay home with their children. They ship them off to government-run daycares where they're raised by strangers, and badly. So until we get really mad about this stuff, it's just going to get worse.
And I'm always quick to point out that, you know, someone will say, well, if they're taking 40% of your income, they own 40% of you. I'm like, no, they own 100% of you. Right. They're allowing you to keep that 60% right now. Well, they could change it at any time because they own all of it.
Another aspect of this is that, you know, any time the slaves were owned, and I'm not talking about just chattel slavery in the United States, but you had to care for them, you had to clothe them, you had to house them, you had to do all kinds of things in order to care for this person. So you never got, at no point was 100% of the person truly owned, because the person had to care, the master had to care for the slave. So, you know, it might have been 90%.
And that's how they do it now.
Labor.
They let us keep something so that we can eat and buy a little bit of stuff,
and
then we'll keep working hard.
More productive than we would be if we were, in fact, working to give money directly to the government, because we're, you know, we have the perception of being able to keep some of it.
Well, and also, I call it free-range slavery, right? So we're allowed to choose our own occupations, which gives us enthusiasm for our careers, which makes us work that much harder.
Yes.
The freedoms that we're granted are not granted out of any fundamental principle, like we should be free. They're granted because they found out that if you give the livestock a little more room, they produce 10 times as many eggs. It's really for the eggs. It's got nothing to do with wanting to set the chickens free.
It's true, you know, that they found that certain livestock, if you keep it in too small of an area, will become unhealthy and die. And this is just really, you know, humans need freedom. They yearn for it and they struggle for it. And, you know, those that believe they own us act that way.
Step I'm a on. Cow, not a chicken.
Thanks very much for the interview. It's freedomainradio.com.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.